660 AM, The Answer.
Are you a business owner who is jealous of some of the great commercials you hear right here on 660 AM, The Answer? Do you feel a little left out when a clever commercial plays and you wish it was about you instead? Nothing's worse than hearing a catchy commercial from a competitor who is raking in new customers each day while you still aren't advertising on the radio. It's not too late. I can still help you. My name is Brad Ballard, and I work here at 660 AM The Answer. Call me today at 214-561-9116, and I can turn you into the company everyone wants to work with. That's 214-561-9116. It's much more affordable than you might think. Don't let another competitor pass you by. Call me today at 214-561-9116, and we'll get you on the radio right away. I'll meet with you personally to brainstorm the best message possible that will rise above the rest. It's time to grow your business and sound like one of the big boys. So don't wait. Call me at 214-561-9116.
660 AM, The Answer.
America's liberty is under assault and women are rising to the defense. It's time for Ladies Can We Talk on 660 AM, The Answer. Common sense talk with women and men about politics and standing up for America. With your host, nationally acclaimed speaker and author, Debbie Georgiadis. Ladies Can We Talk starts now.
Hi there, welcome back from the break. Thanks for tuning in to Ladies Can We Talk. We're in our second hour with leading ladies, Mari Sullivan and Lori Medina. I'm going to quick go to our guests, except to say my husband texted me on the break to point out that Constitution Day is actually the 17th, which is Thursday. Today's, I just told him we're celebrating early. Today's only the 13th. But really, on Constitution Day, it's such a great thing to spend 10 minutes talking to your kids about why the Constitution matters. But okay, I believe we have on the line Scott Ott. Hello, sir.
Hi, Debbie. How you doing?
Great. So I'm very, very happy you've tuned in, called in. Thanks so much. You know, I have mentioned actually on other shows, just mentioned PJ Media, PJ TV, because you guys do such a brilliant job and talking through issues are just, all your discussions are so engaging. So just to start with, how'd you ever get the whole thing started, the three of you?
Well, Bill Whittle, Stephen Green, and I got together, I think back in 2009 or 2008, there was a CPAC meeting in Washington, D.C., and we had been sent down there on behalf of PJTV because we had various roles with the network at that time. And we went out to breakfast one morning, and we were just kicking around the idea of wouldn't it be great if the three of us had a show together? And we pitched it to the executive producer, and he said, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Let's do it. And so this show has now been going, I think we're approaching 7 years. And we're making anywhere from 4 to 6 shows a week on the internet.
You know, the one thing you do, I mentioned, I think in one of my Facebook messages too, is this trifecta, which I just think is, I don't know why, it just makes me smile, but even when I see one coming up. Trifecta is just you and the other gentleman you mentioned, Bill Whittle and Steve Green, kicking around an issue. And so how do you decide which issues you think people want to hear about?
Well, we do kind of a round robin hosting thing. It's a panel of three people. And while each of us, Bill and Steve and I, each come from a sort of similar ideological perspective, we tend to see things in different ways. We have our individual personalities. And the show, can be literally tear-jerking, emotionally powerful. And then at times it can just be hilarious. And we just try to be as much ourselves as we can be. We find the topics each week by doing probably what you do, what most of your listeners do. We spend a great deal of time reading the news and analyzing it and basically choose topics that we're interested in.
But you don't know what your other two cohorts are going to say when you launch your recording, or you do know?
Now, on Monday, we have a conference call, Monday afternoon, and we basically say, here are the topics that we're going to be doing. And so we just tell each other what topics we've chosen to host our episodes on. And sometimes we kick around, we talk about it a little bit on the conference call. And then the person who's hosting does some writing, but the guys who are answering the questions in general are just, you know, speaking from their hearts. And it's amazing to me, especially when you hear Bill Whittle and Stephen Green and how sharp they are, just how well read they are and how much they understand. Plus, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it is. I really encourage our listeners to go, if you don't, to check out. And I honestly lose track of the distinctions between PJ Media, PJ TV, and then, but all of them are just so entertaining. And actually, you have memberships. My husband and I both got a membership because he was all saying, did you see this? I said, no, I can't get that one. So now we both, it's well worth it. It's not that expensive.
We really appreciate that. And I'll tell you, we just took my daughter out for her 21st birthday dinner, thanks to you and your husband and people like you who subscribe.
Well, I swear I'm going to let Laura and Mari get a word in edgewise, but I do want to ask you, my big question in my head is, okay, so now we have, 15 months until we have a new president. We have like 13 months until we have the election. What do you see? I mean, you study the news all the time, as I do and a lot of other people do. What is the thing that matters most to you, or the top couple of things that will sway voters to move to the conservative side? Like, what are the big issues that ought to wake them up?
Oddly enough, I don't think that what's hot in today's news cycle is necessarily what's going to move people when they walk in to vote. Voting is a very personal thing. And once you step in front of that screen now, it used to be you pull the curtain shut behind you, but these days most people just step in front of a screen. Once you do that, you're alone with your thoughts and with your future, and in a sense with the future of your country. And so I think that right now we're in a part of the cycle where everybody thinks they know who it's going to be as far as the nominee, or everybody thinks they know what the main issue is. And you're right, we're a long way out, 13 months or 15 months out. Who knows what's going to happen between now and then? The candidates will drop out, as Rick Perry did this week. A lot more candidates still have to drop out. So I tend to be one of those people who keeps a cool head about things and says, you know, just listen, learn, probe, ask questions, read as much as you can, and relax. You don't have to back somebody now. You don't have to put all your eggs in one basket at this point.
Yeah, I don't need so much a person, but I don't know. Some issues just seem like they're clobbering people over the heads. Like immigration seems like one that if you get a really cohesive, clear thinking, articulate point laid out, I think some people will say, hey, yeah, that makes sense, as compared with what I'm watching happen. But anyway, that's just one issue that gets under my skin regularly.
Hi, Scott. This is Lori Medina.
Hey, Lori.
Hi. Hey, my question is for you. You know, you guys really got big and grew huge at the beginning of the Tea Party movement, what I would call the modern grassroots conservative movement. You know, early on, a lot of the people who were involved in the movement, many of them had never voted, had never really done any kind of activism whatsoever. And so many of them have kind of grown up, and you all have been part of that. What is your motivation, and how do you want to inspire, and what do you want people to take away from PJTV and carry forward in this movement that we're in?
Well, I was kind of one of those people, Lori. I was actually invited to speak at some of the early Tea Party gatherings in my area. And about that time, I think it was after the 2008 election. And, you kept thinking that things were going to turn around. And then that election result came in and you thought, maybe things aren't going to turn around.
Right.
And maybe just sitting back and sniping from the sidelines isn't enough. And so it was at that point that I decided to run for local office. And then about the same time, Rick Santelli did his big rant on CNBC, and they wound up having these meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually spoke, standing on a marble bench in the rain on those first Tea Party speeches.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's been a lot of maturation that's happened.
Yeah.
I mean, early on, people were just, they were just sick of being taxed so much and getting so little from their government, or being at, just seeing their money redistributed in ways that are destructive to the country. I think because of the Tea Party movement, a lot of people started thinking about the Constitution. I mean, mm-hmm. Debbie mentioned that, the anniversary of the day that the Constitution came out of the convention. Of course, that's not the day that it really became the Constitution. James Madison said at that time, until it's ratified, it's a dead letter. And mm-hmm. so it went through that whole ratification debate process. And the reason I mention that is because I did a 20-part series on PJTV called Freedom's Charter. And if you're a member, you can see that. And it's just basically the story behind the writing of the Constitution. Well, the reason I did that whole series was the Tea Party movement got me interested in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And I started reading the Federalist Papers. Then I read the Anti-Federalist Papers. And I've since read several dozen big, fat books all about why the Constitution is written the way it is. I think the Tea Party movement has had a great salutary effect on the country, but I don't think that it's really resulted in the kind of unified organization required to turn elections.
Yep.
On a national level.
We're all nodding as you're speaking. Yep.
Yes, yes, definitely. Well, with your videos, how do you, I mean, do you want to change that, or how do you want to inspire people to come together better, or what, you know, what do you think?
For example, Freedom's Charter is a good example of it, because I realized how ignorant I was, you know, because I literally got the idea to do Freedom's Charter video series when one day I was talking to somebody and I was mouthing off about the Constitution, and this little voice inside my head went, "What do you, Scott Ott, really know about the Constitution, you blowhard? You have no idea what you're talking about." Mm-hmm. And I thought, yeah, you're right, little internal voice. What do I really know? And so that motivated me to learn. I really think that the best thing that can happen at this point, while we have to, you know, pay attention to what's happening at the national level, I think the real change is actually going to bubble up rather than trickle down. And I think that means that, you know, people who are listening to this show ought to be seriously thinking about, can I run for my local school board? Can I run for in my local township or county office? And I eventually got elected and served as a county commissioner. And it's amazing, in that role, we had an opportunity to say no to like a $1 million federal grant. Mm. And that had never been done at the county level. And we said, look, this is a waste of money. Why should some woman in Seattle, Washington, have to pay for something that we should be able to take care of ourselves in eastern Pennsylvania at the time? So if you start getting involved in local politics, you'll be amazed at the impact that you can have. All the people who are upset about Common Core, get elected to your local school board.
Excellent.
Not just on the Common Core issue, but on, you know, to serve your community. And I think if we get enough people who really love liberty engaged at the local level, eventually Congress and the president and the courts will wake up.
We're all nodding. Too bad
Amen.
You can't see us.
Yeah, amen.
We're so with you.
Scott, this is Maurice Sullivan. I have a personal question.
Maurice.
Are you a new person to come to Texas? You live in Texas now. What brought you here?
Well, because there are roughly 1,200 people a week moving to Texas, I'm no longer new. But we moved here last June, so we've been here a little bit over a year. And I tell people, they say, "Well, are you getting adjusted yet?" I said, "I felt at home the day I arrived."
Mm. That's so true. Texans are so friendly. Mm.
Well, that's
so friendly.
How we felt, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. This is Debbie, my husband and I moved here with our kids in the year 2000, and we had that same feeling. It's like we just came home.
It was funny because in our first week here, I was sitting at an intersection, and some guy gets out of his truck behind me and comes running up and taps on my window. I'm like, uh-oh. And so I crack the window a little bit, and he goes, "Hey, sir, one of your taillights is out. It's the driver's side."
Oh, that's so Texas.
I was like, oh, my goodness. Now, I will tell you that as friendly as everybody I've met, especially north of Dallas, as friendly as everybody is, when that light turns green, you punch it, baby.
That's right, or you get run over.
That's so funny.
But well, that's a good thing, yeah.
Scott, I also wanted to say that InstaPundit is my favorite blog. I get on Drudge first thing in the morning, got to check Matt. Then I'm checking on Glenn Reynolds and all the writers at InstaPundit.
Glenn Reynolds is amazing. He got together with me a couple of years ago now, I guess, when I first started doing Scrappleface.com, the political satire website, and I happened to be down in Tennessee where he lives, and I contacted him. I said, "Hey, could I meet you?" And so we got together at a bookstore and sat around and talked for a while. InstaPundit is largely responsible for the success of PJ Media, PJ TV, Scrappleface.com, and in fact, I was so excited, I just put this on my Facebook page. Ed Driscoll posted something to InstaPundit today. Scott Ott had the quote of the day.
Yay.
And so that's me. And so we just did a show about this feminist choir that changed words an old gospel song and replaced Jesus with Hillary. And so Ed Driscoll liked my quote from the end of the show.
You know, we talked about that. I think that was up last week on our Facebook page. We talked about that. That mentality is like, I'm sure you recall, Scott, several years ago, there were elementary school choirs singing, they weren't gospel songs, but singing like public school choirs singing about Obama and praising the leader. It's kind of creepy.
Well, it's one of the evidences for the existence of God, in my mind, is the fact that the people who feel like they have to get God off of the throne know that they have to put somebody on the throne.
Exactly.
There has to be something there because, you know, that's the way God set things up. There needs to be an ultimate authority. And if it can't be God, they need to put some earthly authority on there. And unfortunately, all of those earthly authorities are broken, sinful scumbags like me.
Well, I'm going to... We are speaking with Scott Ott, and we need to wrap up this segment, but first of all, I'm so glad you called in, and also, would you take a moment and just tell our listeners all the ways they can find you online, because Scott Ott, your satire is brilliant. Sometimes it takes me a second to get it, but your satire is brilliant, your commentaries are brilliant. If you would just share with our listeners how to find you.
Yeah, sometimes I don't get it myself. You know, you can go to scrappleface.com is where my satire website is. If you Google Scott Ott, a lot of things will come up. PJ Media, PJ TV. I have a YouTube channel at Scott Ott. It's S-C-O-T-T-O-T-T. So pretty much I'm the most famous Scott Ott in the world.
Okay, fair
it's
enough.
It's a very small niche.
Scott Ott, thank you for calling the Ladies Can We Talk. So appreciate having you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And we're going to zip off to our break. This is Debbie Georgiatis, Mari Sullivan, Lori Medina on 660 AM The Answer. Ladies, can we talk? Come back after the break. And we're going to turn to talking about how U.S. Senator Ted Cruz has a great solution about the Iranian deal. You've got to understand it, and then you got to support it. Come back after our break.
Learn a little something at the start of your day. The Mark Davis Show. Mornings 7 to 10 on 660 AM. The Answer. The Mark Davis Show.
The Mark Davis Show. On Monday morning, fresh off Cowboys Giants Sunday night. We'll look at Donald Trump at the AAC Monday night. And as if that's not enough, here comes the debate Wednesday night. It's almost too much to absorb, but we will, and we'll do it together. Weekend news, stuff on our minds. I envision quite the Monday festival, so do join us.
The Mark Davis Show, weekday mornings at 7, right before Mike Gallagher at 10, on 660 AM, The Answer.
If an ad campaign said, "Try this product, everyone who tries it hates it," you wouldn't buy the product unless you got tricked into buying it. That is what the American left is doing when they slip socialist ideas into America's policies. They have to hide them or wrap them up in a shiny package of slippery words, or we wouldn't buy them. Cuba has miles of stunning beaches perfect for a booming tourism industry that could employ thousands, but they don't, and Cubans are poor and hungry. Hi, I'm Debbie Georgiatis, and on my show, Ladies Can We Talk, we talk about America and socialism. There's a reason that Cubans try to sneak out of Cuba and into America every chance they get. Socialism spreads misery and crushes freedom and the human spirit. Free markets give Americans the best living standard on earth, and they give everyone the most freedom to pursue their dreams. Tune in every Sunday morning to my show, and we'll talk about it.
Hey, this is George at the Filling Station DFW. Do you know how many churches there are in Addison, Texas? There's one. Now, how does that happen when you got a city of 15,000 people in the middle of the Bible Belt, in a county in the middle of the Bible Belt? What's going on? Maybe God's up to something, just kept it secret until now? But it gets better than that. That one church in Addison was started over 130 years ago by freed slaves, people coming out of bondage, going into freedom, and it's still going today. It's called White Rock Chapel. It's located at 5555 Celestial Road. I'm not kidding. There's enough meaning in the name alone and the address just to start a mini revival. So I'm proud to tell you that the Filling Station DFW is starting its fifth year of ministry, meeting every Monday night at 7 p.m. at White Rock Chapel. You're welcome to join us. Now, look, if you need more information and directions, go to thefillingstationdfw.com. That's thefillingstationdfw.com. Hope to see you there.
There's no question fish oil is great for your heart and your brain. And there's no question krill oil is incredible to help your joints feel better. The only question is, why aren't you taking both? Well, good news. Now you can with Krill Omega 10X, the ultimate combination of pharmaceutical-grade fish oil amplified by the super antioxidant power of krill. And even better, today you can get a free bottle just simply by calling 1-800-448-KRILL. The Krill Omega 10X secret is that it delivers 10 times the EPA and DHA of regular krill oil. That's why it's going to work for you. Get your free bottle today and experience the benefits for your heart, your brain, your focus, and especially your joints. In fact, our Krill Omega 10X works so well, we guarantee your joints will feel better and more comfortable in just 7 days. That's why we want to send you a free bottle. Call 1-800-448-KRILL. That's 1-800-448-5745. Call now, 1-800-448-KRILL.
Are you a first-time gun owner or thinking about getting a gun for self-defense? Then you need Patriot Protection for CHL classes and tactics. Patriot Protection is where first-time shooters can learn firearm and safety skills in a welcoming indoor air-conditioned environment using non-lethal ammunition with a trained professional at your side. For a limited time only, get a Groupon for up to 63% off concealed handgun license classes. To learn more, go to patriotprotection.net. That's patriotprotection.net.
If you've got questions, we've got answers. 660 AM, The Answer.
We return to Ladies Can We Talk with host Debbie Georgiadis on 660 AM, The Answer.
Hello there, and welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk. We just had a great conversation with Scott Ott, and I really do encourage you to go to all, if you Google his name, as he said, all the websites he's associated with will come up, and they're all fun. And I meant to say to him, happy birthday to his daughter. He said they just had their daughter's 21st birthday dinner out. Okay, we're going to turn now to talk about what's happening in Washington and the Iranian deal, and I just want to like set the table and tell you one story. It's a quick thing that is really compelling about the profound importance of the vote in Congress on the Iranian deal. We had this past week, my husband, we have a connection with Israel, and this young man was over. We were at a very small dinner this week, and this young man's on a commission within Israel. I mean, he lives as an Israeli citizen. And he sits in this group that is discussing within Israel what to do if the Iranian deal goes through, if the U.S. Congress approves the Iranian deal. And the reason that matters so much to Israel is that throughout the entire negotiation process, both President Rouhani and Ayatollah Khamenei, the Iranian leaders, led chants, led marches, gave speeches saying, death to Israel, death to America. In fact, it was either Rouhani or Khamenei. I think it was Khamenei texted out this past week, Israel won't last 25 more years. Their hatred of Israel within Iran is well known. And so what this young man was telling us was what they're discussing in Israel is, so if the Iranian deal goes through and Iran really gets $150 billion of frozen assets, it's getting a fortune pouring into its country. Everyone slightly knowledgeable about Iran understands that they will immediately use that money to fund terrorism. They will pay terrorists. They will buy arms. They will buy weapons. They will help encourage brutal, deathly terrorist attacks by Iranians, by Muslims on Israel and ultimately America. So he said, so the question is, so suppose Israel decided, in light of what they know Iran will do with that money and with the attacks on Israel, should they be preemptive and go ahead and launch an Israeli attack on some of the potential nuclear facilities, try to attack Iran's ability to develop a nuclear weapon? And so if they do that, of course, he said, you know, the Middle Eastern countries surrounding them, the Arab countries, will turn on Israel, will condemn it, and they don't even know where America would stand. America would may be and probably would be there against them too, at least the government of America, the people of America with Israel, but the government's not. And or the other choice they have is to not make that attack, and then Iran gets all the money, they build all the weapons, they develop nuclear weapons, and the thing is, they go ahead and attack Israel, and there will be nothing left of Israel. I mean, you can say, well, we'll be all set up. If they send a nuke to us, you know, we'll nuke them right back. But there will be no Israel left. It's a tiny, tiny, tiny country. It's a speck on the map. And if Iran actually does that to Israel, the notion that Israel can, I mean, they may be able to have everything set up in automatic pilot and shoot a nuke back. But the truth is, Israel will be gone. This deal puts Israel in an impossible situation because of the money that will flow to Israel. So On that note, Mari's going to take it away on where we are in the Iranian deal.
Debbie, you have teed up this discussion brilliantly. You know, we live in dangerous times because Obama believes in using other people's armies and not using our capabilities when we're really the only entity in the world that can take on the terrorist threat. And we are left with this Obama nuke deal, which is very similar to Obamacare, based on lies. We're going to be able to keep our doctor. We're going to be able to keep our insurance. We're going to have our premiums lowered. The seas are going to rise, all the other things that he likes to talk about. And now we've got the Obama nuke deal based on two big lies, mm-hmm. that Iran will not have nuclear weapons.
Which they will.
Which they will. And that we can inspect anytime we want, anytime, anywhere, verification. None of that is in this deal. It is atrocious. It puts the world on dangerous footing. We're already on dangerous footing. And the worst part of this deal is the $150 billion injection to the Iranian mullahs and Soleimani and all of their terrorist organizations in the Mideast. This has got to be stopped. There's a perfect way, because Obama has broken the law. Under the Corker bill, he was obligated to provide all of the agreements before the trigger time of the 60-day review period would start. He didn't do that. In fact, he hid these. These were found by Senator Tom Cotton and Congressman Pompeo from Kansas. Had they not been found to exist, we would not have known about them, because Kerry Obama didn't reveal this. So what are the legal consequences of that? They're major. Without an agreement to look at, the 60-day period has come and gone, and Obama has absolutely no legal right to eliminate the sanctions on Iran.
Unfreeze your assets.
Thank you, Debbie. Unfreeze the assets. That's exactly right. So what's happened in the House is, as Debbie said, Ted Cruz has gotten with the backbenchers, as they're called. These are the conservative representatives of the people. 200 or so been elected in past two elections. And they have come up with a great, brilliant plan. There are three resolutions that have passed the House that are now ready for McConnell to go with on Monday.
In the Senate.
Yeah, in the Senate. And basically they are: Obama broke the law. He did not come up with these side agreements, which he hid. And because of that, he has been stripped of the power to waive or suspend or reduce the sanctions until January 2nd, 2017, when Air Force One will deliver Obama to Chicago. They also passed a vote. They also passed a vote on the Obama nuke deal. Do we want it? Do we not want it? No. The House said nay, 25 Democrats, 244 Republicans, a bipartisan vote to say no to the Obama nuke deal. So I am very hopeful that our Mitch McConnell, who has said through his surrogates, watch, you're going to see some action on Monday out of the Senate. We saw action out of Boehner. Let's see what happens on Monday.
But the big deal, or the a big thing I want to be sure we all talk about too, is that Ted Cruz's idea is about the banks, which is right now, federal law passed by Congress, signed by the president, not this president, previous president, says that there are sanctions in place and that banks in America cannot release frozen assets belonging to Iran. So the banks are criminally, they are prohibited by federal law from releasing Iranian assets. So Ted Cruz is trying to make the point, well, then if there is no, if the Iranian deal has not been passed by Congress, then none of these banks, then the sanctions are not lifted. And so what Ted Cruz foresees is the president will ignore federal law, ignore the Congress, ignore the terms of the Corker deal, and just simply announce in an executive order, by the way, all assets are unfrozen according to the Iranian deal, even though he never got the Congress to vote for the Iranian deal. And so what Ted Cruz is saying is, wait a minute, federal law is still in place, says you cannot unfreeze this money. The banks that have the money cannot give it to Iran. So he, Ted Cruz, is suggesting the Senate, the entire Congress, just simply put on notice via resolution, probably via direct communication with the CEOs and the boards of these banks, you will be in violation of federal law if you release one penny to Iran, because the sanctions against Iran are still in place. The assets are still frozen. President Obama's executive order to release those assets is lawless. has no force of law, and you will be in trouble with a new administration. You may be prosecuted. It's a brilliant plan to circumvent the potential weakness of McConnell, the weakness of the Senate. They don't need them to do anything. They, if they can get the Senate to do this, just say, because once the banks are stopped, the whole thing kind of gets tubed. You know what? I actually realized the time. Let's do this. We got to talk more about the Iranian deal, but it is 7:30. Why don't we zip off to our break, and we'll come back. We'll talk a little more about the Iranian deal. Then we must do a presidential campaign update. We have some juicy stuff. We'll come back after the break and talk a little more about the Iranian deal in Washington, and then lots of presidential candidates and news. And we'll half an hour left on Ladies Can We Talk at 6:60 a.m. The Answer. Come back after our break.
The Answer. The Michael Medved Show.
President Obama says we need to take 10,000 Syrian refugees, and that divides Republicans in their response. Who's right? And from Hollywood, the latest creepy thriller from the director of The Sixth Sense, plus a new, very raunchy romantic comedy with Jason Sudeikis. We'll review them both.
The Michael Medved Show, afternoons at 5, right after the Sean Hannity Show at 2, 6:60 a.m. The Answer.
Ladies, did you hear that public schools in America are pushing for the expansion of the number of kids who are served dinner at school, along, of course, with breakfast and lunch? And the trend is growing. In 13 states, just last year, 104 million dinners served to students in schools. And the government reimburses schools for serving dinners, often paying the schools more than the food costs. So the schools are, of course, incentivized to grow these programs. A win-win, right? Except, what about the impact this trend will have on family closeness, parental responsibilities, and family planning decisions? And who spends time with your kids shaping the next generation's views? This is Debbie Georgiadis. While we do have a noble society that cares for the poor, our policies and our tax dollars should not be used to wean parenting responsibilities away from parents or that substitute government for mom and dad. This is Debbie Georgiadis, and Ladies, Can We Talk?
Dallas Baptist University Women's Night Out featuring Shonda Pierce, Thursday, October 15th, 2015, with Lindsay McCall and Karen Williams.
You ever tried to put on a pair of Spanx in an airplane bathroom? My body twisted in ways I didn't know it could.
Focus on the funny. Get your women's group together for a fun night out. Women's Night Out at Northwood Church in Keller, Texas.
So, you know, I didn't want to give in to the peer pressure, but they already had their bags of mascara out and their lipstick, and I'm like, what I got? Blistex.
Tickets on sale at itickets.com. Call 1-800-965-9324. For group tickets, go to getgrouptickets.com or call 844-381-4751. Buy 10 or more reserved seats at one time and save $5 per ticket. Buy 30 or more reserved seats at one time and save $5 per ticket and get two free tickets from Salem Media Group, Inc. and Awakening Events.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com, click on the link in the upper right corner, and use promo code 2323. That's Vistaprint.com. Click on the link in the upper right corner and use promo code 2323.
Hi, this is Eric Nadel for Sovin European Sleep Systems. You know, I sleep in the best hotels all over the American League, but nothing compares to the sleep I get on the Sovin bed I bought 9 years ago. Sovin beds are not only exquisitely comfortable, they're incredibly durable because Sovin uses only natural latex foam and individually pocketed coils. Stop in and lay down on one. Sovin European Sleep Systems in Dallas and Southlake, on the web at sovn.com.
6:60 a.m. The Answer. 6:60 a.m. The Answer.com.
More of Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgettis, right here on 660 AM The Answer.
Hey there, and welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk. This is, as I always say, the fastest 2 hours of my week. I think something's wrong with these clocks out here or something, because it just races by. But, you know, we just spent a brief segment talking about the Iranian deal. And one reason we didn't blather on it for the whole 2 hours is that I've talked about it many, many other weeks. And you can go back and get the archives of Ladies Can We Talk. We've had experts on. We've had Middle Eastern experts, Iranian experts. To cut to the chase of this, this is the single most important vote in Congress in 100 years. It is whether we're going to enable nuclear weapons and give money to a rogue organization that commits regularly to America's destruction. It is giving money to the people who think just like the people who attacked us on September 11th. It's an outrageous, not even close to a good deal. And so we did the last segment just to wrap up on, and then we're going to turn to talking about the presidential things. I think a lot of people are kind of throwing their hands up and saying, well, you know, since Congress and the Senate do not have a veto-proof majority, since even though Republicans have a majority in the House and Senate and they can vote down this Iranian deal, if President Obama vetoes it, we can't override that veto. And that is mathematically true. But what we were getting at last segment, I urge you to Google and learn about it more. We'll put it in the Facebook page, is a brilliant plan Ted Cruz has, which, to cut to the chase, is simply the idea that we can make it impossible for Iran to get at least the money controlled by the American banks, the banks under America's laws and jurisdiction. That would be a huge dent in this massive problem, even if we can't get the votes to override the deal. It's a time of constitutional crisis and a time of serious consequence. And so I always want to cover these issues because they matter so much, and I don't want to ever think later I should have talked about that more. But I think enough of the Iranian deal now. We're going to turn to, we all are political wonks and we love following the presidential races. And so I think Lori is ready to tell about some of the latest that's happened. There's a lot been going on in the presidential race just this past week.
Absolutely. There's a lot going on. You know, the next big debate comes up this week. It's on Wednesday on CNN. Hugh Hewitt's going to be there, and Jake Tapper, and I think another ABC gal. But anyway, it's at the Reagan Presidential Library, so it should be very exciting. And there's a lot of shuffling going on, kind of getting ready for that big debate. But one of the biggest news, especially for us Texans here, is that Rick Perry dropped out this last week, of course. You know, rumors have been floating around for a long time that he was having money problems. And, you know, I just for our listeners out there, you know, there's two different ways candidates raise money. There's this thing called hard money, and there's this thing called soft money. Hard money is when you donate money directly to the candidate, and you have a limit on how much you can donate. That money can be used for anything for that candidate's campaign. Soft money is the money that goes into the political action committees. There's no limit on it. Well, that money cannot be used directly into the campaign. So when Rick Perry, he couldn't pay his employees, it didn't matter how much soft money there was to support him. He had to have hard money to support his campaign. So he dropped out. Also, Bobby Jindal, I don't know if you heard, he really jumped in. You know, I mean, I think he kind of threw a Hail Mary and just, you know, kind of threw Trump under the bus, because it was kind of like he may as well do it now or forever hold his peace before, you know, he runs out of money. And so he made the comment about that Trump had a squirrel on his head.
Yeah, he did. I don't think that helped him. I think it might have gotten a few chuckles, but the people who've been attacking Trump are not doing well.
Well, but you know, I don't know, for whatever reason, to me, maybe just because I liked Bobby Jindal.
I do too.
It just kind of came across a little different than all the others. It just seemed kind of petty, I think, when the others had made comments. But with Bobby Jindal, I don't know. Again, I just like him. But anyway, you know, and you know, Trump, who proudly proclaims that he's a counterpuncher, he doesn't punch first. To my knowledge, he hasn't counterpunched Jindal yet. So maybe he's saving up for the debate so we can all, you know, watch that one. But Bobby Jindal won't be on the same stage. Yep. As Trump. So anyway, maybe it won't happen. The other big news is Scott Walker. You know, when this whole thing started, you know, I swear they, you know, the GOP establishment were just going to crown Scott Walker, you know, king of the United States, a king of the GOP, you know, that we didn't even need to have an election. He was just going to be the heir apparent. Well, Scott Walker has dropped in the polls, and I would place the blame at the feet of Trump. I think Trump's taken a lot of his voters. He's been dropping very rapidly, and he has even canceled a big speaking event that he had in California coming up that was in front of the California GOP convention, which to me, I would think he'd want to be there, but maybe he has to go somewhere and raise money instead. We don't know.
That GOP is not going to win California anyway, so why bother?
Right. Why waste them time and money there? So the other big thing, and this is, you know, presidential politics, but also very much combined with our Iran deal conversation we've had in the last segment, was the huge Ted Cruz, Trump, anti-Iran deal rally that they had in front of the Capitol building. I tell you what, for me, ladies, that was so exciting to see that leadership from Ted Cruz, because we know it was Ted that set that event up.
And he graciously invited Trump.
Yes, yes. And the reason...
And smartly.
And Mari, and the reason he invited him, you heard that, right? He said, when I invite Trump, he'll bring all the TV cameras.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and to me that says, you know, of course, girls, I love Ted. So, you know, it just says to me that Ted was putting this Iran deal and the future of the nation ahead of his own career and ahead of his own
exactly
aspirations,
right.
Running for president. I thought it was an awesome thing. You know, they had fabulous people there. They had Mark Levin there. They had just, you know, they had your buddy Frank Gaffney was there.
It was
wonderful group of speakers to stand against this Iran deal. Also, but the big thing for me that I couldn't wait to see it was how they would interact. And you saw the hug. Did you see the hug?
So classy.
You saw
so
the
classy,
hug, ladies?
Yes. Yeah.
There was a huge hug between. It was. Well, let me say. It was huge.
Huge. Yeah.
It was huge. So Trump and Ted, they hugged. So now it's official that we know that they do have, you know, there's some kind of thing, you know, maybe that going on. But Trump, you know, I tell you.
Okay. I just got a text from one of our other leading ladies,
yes,
who's not here. Trump did tweet to Jindal, paraphrase, I don't respond to people unless they're above 1% in the polls. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, he did. Okay, well, there you have it.
That is very new. Thank you, Carrie.
No, there you have it. But Trump did say something horribly rude, I thought, about Carly Fiorina, who we've had on the show here, and we all appreciate
admire
her as a woman.
Tremendously.
You know, stepping out, that he said, you know, about her, talked about her, like, in the Rolling Stone interview he was in. I guess he was shown a picture of her face or something, and he said, that, how could, you know, people look at that? And, you know, it really was awful, talking about Carly Fiorina's face. I mean, it was horrible.
It was real. And I was going to throw in that comment in our last segment on tweets and quotes, because it really was horrible.
Horrible.
It really was. You know what? I will say, on the debate coming up, we're going to talk about maybe a little more after our break. We're going to go after our break on time here. But in California, Carly Fiorina stepped up. She got herself onto the
yes,
big time stage, which is so good and so earned. We'll talk about that after the break. Let's step off and take a quick break now and come back for our final segment of this very time warped short 2 hours. This is Debbie Georges and Ladies Can We Talk on 660 AM The Answer with Mari Sullivan, Lori Medina. Come on back after our break.
Hey, 3 hours a day is all I ask. Join me, Sean Hannity, from 2 to 5 each weekday right here on 660 AM The Answer.
This is CNN's Jake Tapper. I'd like to invite you to join me, Hugh Hewitt, and my colleague, CNN's chief political correspondent, Dana Bash, live from the Reagan Library on September 16th for what promises to be an historic evening as the 2016 GOP candidates square off live right here on your favorite radio station.
And that coverage will begin on Wednesday at 4 p.m. right here on 660 AM, The Answer.
At the Restoring Unity Rally in August of 2015, 20,000 people gathered to celebrate the bond among Americans. A choir sang All Lives Matter, but mainstream media didn't cover the event. They didn't even share the pictures of Americans of every skin tone joining arms and voices proclaiming our unity as Americans. By contrast, there's regular media coverage of rallies of 30 or fewer people around the theme Black Lives Matter. These events get very different coverage because because of liberal media bias. Left-wing media coverage is intended to convey that America is a deeply troubled nation made up of competing victim groups, which makes the mission of growing government control of society seem vital. Americans are tired of media bias and of the left-wing attempt to pull America apart. If you're tired of it too, keep tuning in to Ladies Can We Talk every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on 660 AM, The Answer. We talk truth about the goodness of America.
Are you a business owner who is jealous of some of the great commercials you hear right here on 660 AM, The Answer? Do you feel a little left out when a clever commercial plays and you wish it was about you instead? Nothing's worse than hearing a catchy commercial from a competitor who is raking in new customers each day while you still aren't advertising on the radio. It's not too late. I can still help you. My name is Brad Ballard, and I work here at 660 AM The Answer. Call me today at 214-561-9116, and I can turn you into the company everyone wants to work with. That's 214-561-9116. It's much more affordable than you might think. Don't let another competitor pass you by. Call me today at 214-561-9116, and we'll get you on the radio right away. I'll meet with you personally to brainstorm the best message possible that will rise above the rest. It's time to grow your business and sound like one of the big boys. So don't wait. Call me at 214-561-9116.
Hey, this is George at the Filling Station DFW. Do you know how many churches there are in Addison, Texas? There's one. Now, how does that happen when you got a city of 15,000 people in the middle of the Bible Belt, in a county in the middle of the Bible Belt? What's going on? Maybe God's up to something, just kept it secret until now. But it gets better than that. That one church in Addison was started over 130 years ago by freed slaves. People coming out of bondage, going into freedom. And it's still going today. It's called White Rock Chapel. It's located at 5555 Celestial Road. I'm not kidding. There's enough meaning in the name alone and the address just to start a mini revival. So I'm proud to tell you that the Filling Station DFW is starting its fifth year of ministry, meeting every Monday night at 7 p.m. at White Rock Chapel. You're welcome to join us. Now look, if you need more information and directions, go to thefillingstationdfw.com. That's thefillingstationdfw.com. Hope to see you there.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
660 AM, The Answer.
660 AM, TheAnswer.com.
Back to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis on 660 AM, The Answer.
Welcome back to our final segment, Ladies Can We Talk, on this Sunday, September 13th. I do want to take a moment at the beginning of this last segment to thank our sponsor. This show, Ladies Can We Talk, is sponsored by GC Works, and it's just a great company, and I am truly blessed and grateful for their support. GC Works is a Dallas-based company. It performs research in advanced technology and delivers innovative approaches to the oil and gas industry. And I know two of the officials who are part of GC Works, and they're just men of solid character and hard work and just solid Americans and solid Texans, and just appreciate GC Works very much and thank them for sponsoring the show. Well, we were talking about the presidential elections before the break, and there is this debate coming up in California on Wednesday. I learned on the break from our producer back here, our technical director, Dan Bradford, that actually Salem Communications, which owns this station, is co-sponsoring this debate with CNN, and so it's very cool. Salem Communications is a great company, and obviously they have this radio station, which is a great radio station, 660 AM. That's kind of fun. So I want to go back and talk about the presidential things. Carly bumped up, so she's on the big stage, and I guess we were calculating on the break, it must be Chris Christie who bumped down. And so we have 10 people on the main debate stage and five people on the second tier stage. And then I guess actually Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore didn't even meet the criteria for being included in the debate at all.
He had to be at 1%, I think.
Yeah. So it's about, I mean, I will say, Rick Perry is a great guy. He's a great governor. He's a good person, a solid conservative. I'm just impressed. I know that money was a strain, but there also was such a respect for the American people, for the GOP, for other candidates in his remarks when he announced that he wasn't going to run, he was going to step back. And I think it's getting close to time. Some of these other folks need to do that. This debate is happening. This debate Wednesday. Friday, there's actually a debate put on by Heritage Foundation in it's a Heritage Sentinel, Heritage Action and Heritage Sentinel thing, and it's going to be aired on Fox News, and that's on Friday out of Greenville, South Carolina, and that's a forum. Every candidate gets 20 minutes on the stage with answering questions, walks off stage, next candidate comes on. It's not a debate, it's a forum, and I believe they have the 12 top candidates coming, so watch for that on Fox also. Well, I don't know. What do you guys think? You were going to say, I think that on Trump, it's funny, I've been kind of defending his presence in the race and kind of glad he's there and making all the establishment upset. That makes me happy. But I will say, I think he's pushing the edge these days. I mean, his comments about Carly Fiorina,
it was so uncalled for. But, you know, Carly, such a trooper. She came back quickly and said, because when Trump was asked about it, he later said, oh, well, I was talking about her persona, you know, whatever. And so she came back and said, well, I think his persona isn't presidential.
That's right.
That which was, I love.
She's so
that,
classy.
I love
she's
that comeback. Classy. It was awesome. So can I give two more quick little presidential things? So
girl.
Ben Carson, a thing he just came out with, he said, if I'm president, this border will be secured in 1 year. So we're doing a name that tune. You know, Trump said 2 years he'd have the wall built. Ben Carson saying 1 year. I'm excited that people are even talking about time frames. I'm thrilled that people are talking about a time frame commitment. We're going to get this wall. We're going to get our border secured.
Yeah, I love that. I will say, Donald Trump, this is the second time in my view, I think that I know he's got that East Coast tough guy persona.
It's very New York. Very New York.
And, you know, I will tell you, I was recently on a function. I got to interview Judge Jeanine Pirro. And I actually going to play that interview. I have it taped and playing it in a few weeks because I couldn't fit it in tonight. But she's a close and personal friend of his, loves him. And, you know, and I appreciate that. They have a 25-year friendship. I will say, I see a couple of things in him I don't like that well. This comment about Carly was bad, but then he tried to backpedal in what I viewed as a dishonest way. He couldn't just say, yeah, I got carried away. He tried to say it was about her persona. If you read his remarks or you listen to them, it wasn't.
Right,
it was about
right.
her face. And his attack on Ben Carson, my gosh. Ben Carson, he said, you know, he's an okay doctor.
The first doctor to separate conjoined twins in the world. That's not an okay doctor.
And conjoined at the head.
Yes.
And he was the head of neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins, right. Not at, you know, Joe's Bar Grill and Hospital.
That's right.
Johns Hopkins. Right. The guy's brilliant.
It's going to be very interesting at the debate on Wednesday because Hugh Hewitt has had every presidential candidate on his radio show. And it's time for Donald Trump, if he's going to be taken seriously, to take it to the next level. Because we're really looking for leadership and people with plans to deal with our economic problems and our foreign policy problems. The world is in chaos because of Obama's pivot out of Iraq.
Oh, that and just our entire persona, to use the word of the hour, of America around the world is just kind of weak. And, you know, we draw a line in the sand, but we didn't really mean it. And then we have another red line and we are seen as weak. Our enemies are laughing at us. Our friends don't trust us. Israel doesn't trust us. And, you know, I will say back to Trump, one more thing I want to, because I will say, I will tell you, don't tell anybody. My husband and I are going to go listen to him on Monday. He's going to be in Dallas. We're going to go hear him. I am not particularly supporting him. I'm not supporting him, but I do want to go listen to him. I think it's kind of like a historical event.
It is.
But I'm beginning to be more unhappy with the kinds of things he says, for in particular about Ben Carson. He didn't just question his skill as a doctor, but he actually said about Ben Carson, he suddenly remade himself into a man of faith. My gosh, the guy came to fame because of the prayer breakfast.
Right.
Which you don't get invited to randomly. You're invited because you're known as a man of faith. But he had no political aspirations. He came and spoke the truth, would just galvanize America. So, Yeah, I'm having a problem with Trump saying these things.
Absolutely.
Yes.
There was another battle that happened this last week. I don't know if you know about it. It happened in the late night TV shows. Stephen Colbert opened up his very first show ever. I believe it was on Wednesday night. And he had the establishment favorite, Jeb Bush, on there. And, it was just a little bit of a snooze fest. And they had decent ratings because it was the first ever show for him. Trump was on Jimmy Fallon on Friday night, and it was the biggest ratings Jimmy Fallon had had on a Friday night in like 18 months or something crazy. And if you haven't seen the Trump on Jimmy Fallon, please watch the video. If you hate Trump, you'll love it. If you love Trump, you'll really love it. So, I mean, it's just hilarious. It'll leave you in stitches. So please watch that.
You're not going to tell what it is? You leave us in suspense?
It's Trump and Jimmy Fallon. They're looking at each other, and Jimmy Fallon is dressed up like Trump. And they're looking at each other like they're looking into a mirror. So it's like Trump talking to Trump. So at one point, Trump says, the only person that's good enough to interview me is myself. So they interview. So it's Trump interviewing Trump, and it's very funny.
It's hilarious.
Yes. So watch it.
Okay, it's a classic.
I guess we can watch that then. Okay, well, you know, we are at nearly the close of this show. We have in this last segment tweets and quotes, and I read you some of the quotes that Donald Trump had to say about people. I did want a brief quote that Ted Cruz said. We mentioned earlier a rally held in Washington at Ted Cruz's organization at his behest, opposing the Iranian deal. And he said, Ted Cruz spoke about, and I agree with Lori and Mari's point earlier, to invite Donald Trump to co-host that was a signal from Ted Cruz. I care more about America than even winning this presidential race. I will give limelight to Donald Trump. And I really respect that. But Cruz's comment at that rally, which I wanted to quote, is just this. If Senate Democrats decide that party loyalty matters more than national security, and if Republican leadership decides that showboating is more important than stopping this deal, then the single most important issue in 2016 will be stopping Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. Calling his own party showboating, which they do so often, mm-hmm. was brave and true. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are now nearly at the end of our time. I want to take just a moment to thank our guests tonight, Robin Walensky and Scott Ott. They are both just great. And thank my leading ladies, Mari Sullivan, Lori Medina, my technical director and friend, Dan Bradford. But my biggest thank you goes to you every week to thank you for tuning into our discussion. You can email me at ladiescanwetalk@gmail.com. Please like our Facebook page, Ladies Can We Talk. Follow me on Twitter @DebbieCanWeTalk and tune in every night, Sunday night from 6 to 8 p.m. on 660 a.m. The Answer to Ladies Can We Talk.
Thank you for listening to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis. To learn more or to contact us, go to ladiescanwetalk.org. And be sure to join us every Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on 660 a.m. The Answer.
Dennis Prager keeps peeling back the layers of the deal with Iran.
The United States will come to the aid of Iran if anyone should use cyber or other means to attack its nuclear program, which alone should invalidate this horrific fraud known as the Iran deal. It's a fraud.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon, right before Sean Hannity at 2 on 660 AM, The Answer.
Here's a quick way to figure out whether someone loves American-style liberty or not. Ask about American exceptionalism, because I'll tell you what American exceptionalism is based on. It's about the idea in the Declaration of Independence that all men and women are created equal, that we have rights from our Creator to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's about a Constitution that both limits and defines government's power. It's about the freedoms guaranteed in the Bill of Rights. It's about the values that emerged from the Declaration and Constitution. It's about limited government. It's about morality based in the Bible's teachings. It's about rights of the individual, not the group. It's about self-reliance and opportunity. It's about family structure. It's about free markets, not collectivism. It's about the rule of law. It's about predictable and limited taxes and regulations. It's about optimism, the can-do spirit, the sense we can go as far up as our dreams, efforts, and abilities take us. That is what American exceptionalism is all about.
got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO.